I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I handed it over to them, made quick work out of it, took a house I thought I wouldn't be able to sell, sold it in 6 days. I got full asking with the buyer paying closing. That's how Jennifer Carstensen gets that business done. She'll get it done for you. She did it for Lewis, did it for me. Check them out at livelovememphis.com. The phone number, if you're ready to call, 901-685-6000. The person asked for Jennifer Carstensen. The Live Love Memphis group, they're at livelovememphis.com.
Summertime is go time, and it's also Moe's time. Everything on Moe's menu is fresh and flavorful and made to order just for you. Stop by Moe's in Memphis and Olive Branch and choose from over 20 freshly prepared ingredients. From burritos to bowls to stacks and salads and tacos to terrific quesadillas. Mention this ad for a free side of queso when you dine in. And sign up to win burritos for a year. Visit Moe's.com.
Try our steak and queso trio today in a burrito, bowl, or quesadilla featuring our new sirloin steak and double the queso.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by The Wing Guru. The Wing Guru with special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
Man, this is what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, because now I'm getting...
Hello, hello, it's me, Jessica Benson, again, back in for Jason and John on this Tuesday, July 9th, I am in with producer extraordinaire Brad Carson. Brad, how's it going?
Hello, hello.
Oh, hello.
It was a baseball night. What has happened
in
Memphis?
Oh, my gosh. I know. I don't even know what to do. We're going to get into it because I am your non-baseball expert. But we're going to get to it. In case you missed me yesterday, I am the weekend sports anchor at Local 24, the ABC station here in Memphis, filling in for Jason and John while they take a much-deserved vacay this week. I realized I really missed the mark yesterday, Brad, because I did not plug my podcast.
Oh, plug away.
Oh, my God.
Plug away.
Okay.
I want you,
you
to plug
it. You can find season one of the Still Not Engaged podcast on places that you find all your podcasts. And coming this month, hopefully next week, the Still Not Married podcast will be dropping like ASAP as soon as we can.
Yeah.
And because I'm now engaged. So, like, long story short, if you're not in the know, now you can be in the know. My now fiance and I dated for 6 years. We met as interns at the 2012 Olympics in London. He is now a reporter at WMC Action News 5. Chris Luther, look him up. Give him a follow. He's mildly funny. Our podcast is also mildly funny. We are now engaged. And if you want to hear the details of, I'm saying it, the greatest proposal ever, his mom thinks it should be made into a movie, because all moms of only children think everything that their children do should be made into a movie. But
heard.
You can look no further than episode 10 of the Still Not Engaged podcast titled The Big One.
I like it.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a cool idea. Two broadcasters who are engaged, and you've been doing this podcast before you were engaged.
Yeah, now my engagement can stay on track since I plugged the podcast.
All right.
You know, we're constantly trying. We're always trying.
You'll have to... think of what you're going to name it after the
oh,
wedding.
Oh, no, no. Oh, no, we have it. Okay, it's the Still Not franchise. So we had Still Not Engaged.
Okay.
Still Not Married. Still Not Parents.
Still Not Parents.
Still Not Divorced.
Awesome.
And then if we're ever divorced, I'm taking credit for still paying alimony.
Get a contract.
We got it. Yep. Trademark. Yep. TM. All right. Well, we are back in today. It is a fine, balmy Tuesday in Memphis. Heat index of 105, 109.
Ugh.
So we're inside. Thankfully.
This is that time of the year where the you look at the air conditioned inside and the windows have that that moist layer of water.
Word in the English dictionary.
Yeah, you can't see out them because there's the moist layer of water on the window.
Yeah, it's gross.
It
we're
is
gonna,
gross.
We're actually, you don't know this yet, but we're going to talk about air conditioning later on.
I'm all about air conditioning.
In the show, because apparently someone out there in the world has a real hot take that air conditioning is sexist.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know if you've read it.
I have not seen this yet.
All right.
I'm interested.
We're going to get into it later on. But for now,
God love the
internet. Did something. The internet is the greatest and worst place in the world. But I did something I said I was not going to do last night. And I know that baseball is not the sexiest sport for Memphis sports radio. But today, hear me out because I'm excited, so you're going to get excited about it. I got sucked into watching the Home Run Derby last night, mostly because of a young man named Vladimir Guerrero Jr., son of Hall of Famer Vlad Guerrero, rookie who no one thought deserved to be at the Home Run Derby. And spoiler alert, not the winner of the Home Run Derby. Like, I even talked to my dad this morning on the phone, and he didn't have a chance to watch last night. He's like, oh, yeah, I heard that Vlad Jr. won. I'm like, no, you're just hearing his name. He did not win. So I already ruined the ending there. But he is who everyone is talking about. And I was quickly reminded why I always end up watching the Derby. Like, I don't know how it happens, but it just has this ability to suck you in because it is the stupidest, simplest fun to just watch dudes smash home runs. Like, it's so easy.
I saw your tweet. It was so funny. You wrote, I could just watch this all night, basically.
I really could. And I was, you know, I was trying to think, could I watch dunks all night? And I feel like it would hit a repetitive point.
I think you're right.
But home runs, there's just something like very cathartic about just the crack of the bat and watching it over and over and over again.
Yes.
I was on my way out the door. I turned it on. I was kind of listening to it in the background. And I was going to go for a run for some godforsaken reason in this Memphis heat that is death. And it was the first round, and Vlad Jr.'s up.
Yep.
And I was just mesmerized.
Oh, yeah.
So then it became, okay, I need to run fast enough to get home and watch him in the second round after we made it through the first. And thank goodness I did, because that second round was...
Oh, it was great.
It was some of the most entertaining television of the summer.
Yes.
First of all, I don't care if you're a baseball fan or not.
Yes.
And I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I am the baseball guru.
No, I'm not either. No.
But Memphis, but...
I mean, Jock Peterson, raise your hand if you thought he was going to hang in there.
Oh, 100. Like,
I didn't think so.
Oh, you didn't.
I didn't know, and then... It started snowballing, and I'm like, hold up, he's got a chance.
Yeah.
So I slowly put my hand down after a while, I guess.
Once we got into the swing off, I was just, I never want this to end.
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted it to go on forever. And fun fact, my
love the swing off
fiance, Chris Luther, walked through the door coming home from a class right when they were done. And he's like, oh, is the Home Run Derby done?
Uh-huh.
Like,
no!
for a split second in my brain, we had been so invested in what was going on in that second round. I don't know what happened to me. I think I glitched after, being
it's
on
over.
The radio for 3 hours yesterday really
it's
did
okay.
a number on me.
You respect.
But so we, like, mute it, and he's like, Jess, it's not over.
Oh, no.
It's like, oh, you are correct. Mm. So it continues to be super entertaining. He goes on. I do want to say I did pick Pete Alonso.
You did?
I did. On a split gut check at the end of our show yesterday,
I
said Pete Alonso.
I remember now.
So my baseball cred
clearly
skyrocketed up into...
You're like Swami over there.
Yeah, it's me.
Mm.
But one of my favorites, I mean, this was the addition this year, was that you get $1 million. Like, the winner got $1 million. And for these two rookies, Vlad Jr. and Pete Alonso...
Yeah.
They're making $550,000 this season.
I saw that.
This season. season. So you're like doubling your salary. And Pete Alonso wanted it. Like he already had his charities marked off.
Yeah.
He was ready to go. And this got me thinking, because I used to watch the Home Run Derby religiously.
Mm-hmm.
Do you who are winners that you remember?
It's a great question.
Home Run Derby.
I remembered last year because I remember Bryce Harper being a national at home.
Okay.
The thing I had to look up was how many he hit, and it was like 19 or 20.
Yeah, it was low.
But I don't remember home run hitters past that. I'll be straight with you. Like I remember that somewhere in there. I remember back in the Detroit Tigers days. What the first baseman? I remember Fielder doing it and hitting bombs. I remember, like, I'm sure McGuire was in one, but I don't remember the specifics on it. That's how poor my memory is of these home run derbies. Great question. How about you?
So my baseball fandom peaked in like 99 through 2004.
Early 2000s.
Early 2000s. So
yes.
I remembered, I had to go back and cross reference, but right. When Griffey did it in 99 with the Mariners, because
okay.
we're a big Seattle family. So
was
I had
that 99?
Hint of that.
Wow.
And then it went Sosa 2000,
okay.
Louis Gonzalez with the Diamondbacks in 2001, and then Jason Giambi in 2002, which was right in the midst of my New York Yankees love. I know, please don't. All my new followers, please don't unfollow me. I am so sorry, but I was a massive New York Yankees fan. My bedroom was a mix of... Like, I actually had a theme for my bedroom. It was Beanie Babies and the Subway Series.
Oh, that's a bizarre combo.
A really wonderful early 2000s, late 90s joy in there.
Strange,
but yes,
strange combo, Jessica.
Things were weird. I had like a Beanie Baby, even my light, like my light switch, Beanie Babies.
Beanie Babies. Well, and there aren't a lot of Yankees fans living in Memphis, so.
Yeah, we just like don't. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I'm still a massive Yankees fan. Like, I follow them casually now.
Okay.
I was more a Derek Jeter fan.
Mm-hmm.
We had a love that no one could separate.
There are a lot of girls that agree with you.
I had a cardboard cutout, life-size cardboard cutout of Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter?
We took pictures before homecoming. Oh yeah.
Like,
and then
your homecoming dress with Derek
Jeter? Yeah. There's a picture of me in my homecoming dress with my Derek Jeter cardboard cutout.
Okay.
And then to get you to listen to the podcast, still not engaged in this episode 10 that describes the proposal.
Okay.
It was a scavenger hunt across New York City where Chris surprised me with a bunch of different stops, and people were at those stops, and my dad was out at Yankee Stadium with a cardboard cutout of Derek Jeter.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You went above and beyond on this.
Oh, above and beyond.
So this is at Yankee. Where was the actual ending proposal with the ring and the whole deal?
The Plaza Hotel in New York City. It was beautiful.
That would work,
it was. All the applause.
There you go, man. Yeah.
Just keep giving him props, and now we'll
another 3 years. And with the Jeter cutout. So you're an Aaron Judge fan from the homework?
Yes, kind of.
I mean, they were comparing Alonso, the power at least, to Judge, because, not a lot of wind-up like Guerrero, where there's this huge mechanical beast-like thing.
That's what was so fun about watching Guerrero.
Oh, the mechanics were crazy.
His swing was just—and honest story, yesterday I was doing the story that I previewed at the end of yesterday's show, which will air on Local 24 on Wednesday night, I believe, on a kid here, Isaiah— who is headed, he's a 12-year-old baseball player, has an opportunity to make the U.S. baseball team and travel to Taiwan. I just casually asked him, I was like, who do you have in the Derby? And he was just like, oh, I can't remember his name, but Blue Jays, Vlad. He's a pretty cool guy. And like, just to see kids, I mean, those are the kind of guys who inspire next generations because they're cool.
Question. Yeah, and that was the one my 11-year-old responded to the most, because he's got the flowing hair, he's got this huge windup, doesn't look like your prototypical, sort of stud athlete. He's a little pudgy.
Yeah. He's got the hair.
Hair, but just
flowing,
using his whole body to get into it. And that's when Jake walked over to the television, like, who is that?
Yeah, he was spicy.
Yeah.
He was great. And one more note before we move on from this, for at least right now, but high school home run derby.
Oh, I heard about this.
The dude that you brought up yesterday.
Yes, yes.
DeSoto Central's Blaze Jordan.
This is incredible.
Number one name, possibly number one, at least top 10 pick in the 2020 MLB draft. I mean,
reclassified as he was in 2021 down there, and then he's going to graduate early to try to be in the draft next summer.
he wins the high school home derby.
Incredible.
Home run derby.
Incredible.
So we are allegedly now a big baseball town.
You know, I think it's for today at least, and it's that time of the year when you've got the All-Star game going on, summer league basketball, the free agency thing is obviously a big story, but it was pretty cool as somebody who grew up in St. Louis, and we have a lot of Cardinals fans here. We have some baseball fans. It's not what we talk about year-round because it doesn't, for whatever reason, and we talked about it yesterday, it just doesn't resonate like this. So it takes a story like the Pete Alonso, Vlad Guerrero, you know, interesting semifinal round thing to happen on a Monday night when really nothing else is going on for this moment where we're all like, dude, did you see the Pete Alonso won the home run derby? You know, and then so it is the story of the day. And then tonight you have the All-Star game, which should be sort of interesting because of the quotes from Verlander about the juiced baseball, which just happened. And, you know, I thought that was fascinating, too, because here's a guy who's like 37, 38 years old. He's going to be playing in that game. And to come out and sort of say, yeah, I'm blistering. I think there's something jacked up with the balls. MLB purchased Rawlings. That to me, added a little intrigue for the game tonight.
Yeah, and I think it's not entirely not done on purpose. I mean, all of this
is
to generate more entertainment.
The conspiracy theories.
Yeah, okay. I'm all into the sports conspiracy theories.
It certainly has. It certainly has.
And now you're looking at it again. And honestly, last night I saw, and granted it's my very small little sports echo chamber on Twitter, but everyone I knew was watching the Home Run Derby.
Yep.
And now probably people will watch a little bit more of the All-Star game. I don't think it'll have quite the same draw that last night did, just because it's so easy to just pop in, watch it.
It's a lot easier to grasp.
Again, stupid fun.
Yeah.
It's like that's what makes the best TV. Stupid fun. You just like sit down and just be like, oh, great. This is a super fun time. All right, we jumped around a little bit because I do want to preview today's show because we have an awesome show. Like, I'm not trying to toot my own horn here on day two because I didn't get this interview. We got to give all the credit to intern Marcus. No, we got to give it to Marcus because he hooked us up with NBA legend Don Nelson from Maui, Hawaii, live from Maui. He will join us at 11:25.
Yep.
We will do the rundown at noon with all the headlines. Washington Post NBA reporter Ben Golliver joins us at 12:25 to discuss the Grizzlies, free agency, all things NBA. At 12:45, we have Chip Williams, formerly with WMC Action News 5. He is now the barbecue guy.
Oh.
He's a barbecue dude.
He's doing professional barbecue guy?
He works corporate barbecue.
Got it.
And he is one of the most tapped in just sports.
Yep.
He's more than a fan. Like, he used to, you know, he wrote for Grizzly Bear Blues for a while, and he's had multiple podcasts and SB Nation, and he's
plugged in.
He's so plugged in, and he's kind of like an NBA draft, I'm not going to call him a guru, more like a soothsayer. Like, he has had some picks. He had Brandon Clark at 3.
Yeah, Joe Mullinex said he had him at 4. There was a lot of that after watching him in the first game. Like, hey, did you see on my board?
Yeah, they're all about their board. So let him board brag a little bit and talk about some of the people to look out for Summer League, catch up on all things Grizzlies. At 1 p.m., Jason Smith from the Jason and John Show joins us during his vacation this week for a segment from the Show Me State to discuss his Show Me thoughts on the Grizzlies, hoops, maybe even a little more baseball, home run derby. He loves the Cubs.
Yes, unfortunately.
So hopefully we can play Go Cubs Go and talk to him about all that good stuff. But before we get to Don Nelson, I do want to set up Don Nelson. How does one set up Don Nelson? Like, tell me how did this happen? Because this all happened before I got here.
Yeah, so
explain the setup.
We were talking about it. Jason and John, we were in a producer meeting and talking about guests. And I just started with the show a month or so ago. And I said, you know, about Jason, what are you guys interested in? We were talking about the Real Sports special with Bryant Gumbel that's on, I guess it's on HBO. And Don Nelson is featured on this Real Sports episode. So we all watched it. And the quotes and the story is magnificent. Don Nelson, who is the straight-laced NBA legendary basketball coach from the Golden State Warriors, a player with many great teams, including those Celtics teams, won 5 championships, retired, was a Dallas Mavericks legendary coach, retires and goes to Hawaii. Not just anything, though. Does he just go to Hawaii in some apartment or condo? But then you see the story about him having the pot farm and all the stuff that we'll talk a little bit about, and you can talk more about that here. But I think we were just all just, we got to figure out a way to try to get him on. And so intern Marcus, one of the things I've tasked him with, along with, you know, producing The Six, he's been doing that show and doing a bunch of stuff behind the scenes, been on air a little bit, and doing stuff in as a program director, was, hey, you know, this whole guest booking thing is a real, it's a tough deal. Maybe you can try to get this dude. And he's been working on it for a few weeks, and lo and behold, he got a hold of the right people, and we're going to have Don Nelson on today.
And we'll have Marcus on to talk about how exactly he did this, because it's insane, and I want
good
him
story.
To be able to own that story. Because truly, like, when you texted me being like, hey, we might be having an interview with Don Nelson, I told my fiance, Chris Luther, who is a massive Golden State Warriors fan, for anyone who hasn't been on the boat, like crazy. If you start following me now, you will see these absurd videos. Well, actually, unfortunately, now you probably won't.
They're all there.
You might have missed the mark on, maybe we can turn them
away.
In. He's also a Niners fan and a Syracuse basketball fan. Oh, so maybe we'll translate that into some new fun things. But when I told him I was interviewing Don Nelson, I mean, he flipped. He was like,
crazy.
Don Nelson is a boss.
He is a boss. And it's partly because he just totally flipped from the straight-laced coach to, he's not a pothead, maybe? But like,
he's a retired, cool, laid-back.
He's got that Willie Nelson thing, the Woody Harrelson thing. They play a
They're all friends.
They're all buddies.
Yeah.
And so, like, you're going to get it really quick when you come back with that interview because, and this is a really great get. So shouts to Marcus, and excited to have you interview him. It'll be good.
Yes, cannot wait. That's coming up next year on 92.9 FM ESPN. We will be back with the legend, Don Nelson, coming up next.
The 92.9 Line with breaking news and info at 92.9ESPN.com. Listen to 92.9 online. Join the locker room and get exclusive content and prizes, too, at 92.9ESPN.com. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's radio.com sports station.
The Lear of Love Memphis Group, when it comes to buying or selling a home in Memphis, that is exactly who you should go with because they are the best in Memphis. If you don't believe me, take Lewis's word for it. Lewis is a loyal listener to the show. We appreciate him for that. He reached out to say, listen, I didn't know if I wanted to sell my home or not. I was kind of on the fence about it. Got with the Live Love Memphis team. They talked about it. Then Lewis decided, you know what? Armed with this kind of information, I think I want to sell my home. They listed it on a Monday. By that next Tuesday, it was under contract for list price.
Yeah, I was in a similar position, John. I was in a position where I didn't know if I could sell my home. Didn't know if anybody would take it. Live Love made that easy for me. And am I glad I handed it over to them. Made quick work out of it. Took a house I thought I wouldn't be able to sell. Sold it in 6 days. I got full asking with the buyer paying closing. That's how Jennifer Carstensen gets that business done. She'll get it done for you. She did it for Lewis. Did it for me. Check them out at livelovememphis.com. The phone number, if you're ready to call, 901-685-6000. The person asked for, Jennifer Carstensen. The Live Love Memphis Group, they're livelovememphis.com.
Become a 92.9 FM ESPN Locker Room Club member now. Sign up on our homepage at 92.9ESPN.com.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, my wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top four stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them. Howie, why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing, got awesome products, got great prices, but the difference is at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was.
We get it. We understand it. We live it. And Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bridges for life, for less.
Down here.
Hey, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store. Why are you hiding?
Cameras and microphones are everywhere, even in my house. What if I'm hacked? They're watching me.
Oh, with Xfinity XFi, you don't have to worry. It gives you enhanced security for your Wi-Fi network, so all your connected devices are protected, including mics and cameras.
Oh, that sounds great. Can you imagine if we were actually being recorded right now?
We are being recorded for this commercial.
I trusted you.
If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Ask how to get download speeds up to 400 megabits per second or even faster, up to a gig. Learn more or get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires equal bill and auto pay, and 7/15/19. Restrictions apply. New performance starter 25 megabits per second customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/small business.
Hey everybody, the All-Star Chevy Challenge is here. And I'm telling you, if it's a new Chevy you want, Olive Branch is the place to go, people. Take your best written deal from any Mid-South Chevy dealer to our friends at All-Star Chevrolet and they will beat it. Or they're going to give you a free tank of gas for the win. So now that I got your attention, yes, July is All-Star Challenge Month when you get to let All-Star Chevy beat that deal on any new Chevy or even pre-owned vehicle you want. Just take the official written deal from any other Chevy dealer, not that one your friend wrote down at the bar, and take it to All-Star Chevy in Olive Branch. It's that simple. Not only that, they have the best testing ground of any other Chevy dealership, and when you head to All-Star Chevy, you know you got the best deal. So find new roads to All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch and take the All-Star Challenge. Not in South Haven, it's gotta be Olive Branch. Or go to allstarautogroup.com right now and be amazed by all the hot new Chevys and pre-owned vehicles they have in stock. Don't miss the All-Star Chevy Challenge. You will thank me later.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, with special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
Back here on 92.9 FM ESPN, I'm Jessica Benson, in for Jason and John, and we are now in for a real treat. We are joined by NBA legend, winningest coach in NBA history. He was recently featured on HBO Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. His name is Don Nelson. Don, you are living the dream these days in Maui. What does a day in the life look for you or look like for you at this point?
Well, now that I'm retired, I have like the perfect retirement. We have a business here in Maui. We've invested my fortune here, so I have a lot of properties I rent out to people who want a vacation here. And it's a perfect retirement. Everybody's happy when they come. People come back for second, third, fourth, sometime. They come every year, so we get a chance to see the same people over and over. It's a wonderful business, and I'm very, very pleased.
It's a beautiful life. It's a happy life that all of us dream of being able to one day retire in some place as beautiful as Maui and Hawaii. Now, you have gone into not the business side of things, but one of your hobbies on the side is you have a marijuana farm. Is that correct?
Well, I grow Nelly Kush up there just for my own consumption and a couple of my friends I grow for as well. But other than that, we don't sell marijuana, but I certainly use every day, and I grow my own.
Nelly Kush, so that's your you have about 22 strains. Is Nelly Kush your specialty out there then?
No, I have 22 acres.
22 acres?
In my farm, but only have the one strain.
The Nelly Kush.
I only grow Nelly Kush.
So we are joined, in case you're just tuning in now, we are joined by Don Nelson, NBA legend, winningest coach in NBA history, who now has happily retired in Maui. Some of those friends that you have developed in in Maui. I was watching the HBO piece recently. One of them is Willie Nelson. Talk a little bit about your relationship with him and how you guys became pals out there.
Well, Willie and I go back 50 years. When he was raising money for the farmers, I was in Wisconsin, and I was raising money for the farmers. So I met him over 50 years ago, and we've had a great relationship ever since. When I coached the Dallas Mavericks, of course, he only lived an hour away, so I would drive down to Carl's Corner, Texas, and play poker and watch Willie perform there. He had a little place, a little truck stop he would perform in. And we go back a long time. We started a biodiesel business, Willie Biodiesel there in Carl's Corner. So we're in business together, and we have a great relationship. He's a dear friend.
And you play a lot of poker. You have a poker room in, within your kind of man cave in your house. How much poker do you play on a day-to-day basis, weekly basis?
Well, Willie's coming back to town. When Willie's in town on Maui, we play every day. And he's coming back from his 4th of July there in Texas. And so I expect to be playing every day for this next week or two.
Incredible. Awesome. I mean, truly just living
well,
the dream.
Some other interesting players. Owen Wilson plays in our game, and Woody Harrelson, and just a lot of great guys. Paul Simon, who's going to have a concert here in a week, I think. So we'll get excited to go to his concert, and then we'll play poker afterwards.
Just some casual poker friends playing the game. Nice yeah. Casual name drop list there. So for you now,
I introduced my accountant was in and over at Willie's, and I introduced Paul Simon to Al Rossman, my attorney, and Al said, "Hey, hello, my name's Al." He said, "Well, my name's Al too."
Song you can call me Al. Yeah.
You can call me Al. Yeah, that's what he said. You can call me Al.
That's amazing. Oh, that's so great. So you nowadays, obviously your life looks so very different from your days as a coach, as a player. You were a 5-time NBA champion with the Celtics, 3-time NBA coach of the year. Things are very much different for you now. Do you still have brain space for basketball? I mean, how much do you give to the game now these days, or are you totally removed from it all?
Well, I went over to Oahu visited the servicemen here a couple weeks ago with Ray Allen and a couple other NBA guys. I still do a little bit, but not too much. I just watch on TV. I probably watch like most of the fans.
So when you're watching the Warriors, a team that you previously coached in the NBA Finals this year, and when you've watched them lose, how invested are you in it now at this point in your life? Are you able to kind of just go about with your day after they lose, or does it still hit you hard like it used to?
No, it doesn't hit me near as hard. We have a tendency when you're in the business to, you know, to think it's more important than it really is, and it's like life and death every game when you're in it. But when you watch it on TV, you're retired, you watch it more like a fan.
How much basketball do you watch during the season?
I don't really watch that much, to be quite honest with you. Like, I don't really know what's going on in the NBA right now. I know a lot of guys are leaving, and Durant's in New Jersey, but there's a lot of stuff going on that I really don't pay much attention to until the season starts next year.
So you don't stay tapped into all the free agency news that constantly is going, kind of the off-season drama of the NBA?
No, I'd rather watch the ladies' soccer, actually.
Hey, absolutely. What a win over the weekend.
Great. I had the best time watching that soccer game.
That was an amazing game, and just an amazing story from them through and through. An amazing story for you of what you were able to do with your time in the NBA, basically credited with creating that quote-unquote Nelly ball and small ball, this notion of putting small-skill guys on the court because big guys who can't shoot or dribble are kind of lame, and you turn traditional lineups into this more irrelevant thing. When you were going through that back then, did you have any indication that it would stick and that you would have this lasting legacy within the NBA and basketball in general?
Well, when I first started playing small ball, I had to play because I didn't have any talented big guys, and so I kind of had to play that way. But I enjoyed that style of game, and we won a lot of games against the bigger teams that people didn't think we could win. But when the three-point shot came in, then I thought that that style had a real chance because you get twice as many points for a three as you do a two. You get 50% more, I mean, for a three as opposed to a two. That's a lot in basketball. And it really created a big difference between the small player guy between 6'2 and 6'8 that can shoot and play all the skills that you need to play a fast game. And it's pretty well eliminated the old traditional back-to-the-basket centers. Now the centers have to be more talented, more gifted, and other than just scoring with their back-to-the-basket. They have to be all-around players. That's why the European big guys are coming in and being so effective in our game today.
I have to ask, because my fiancé is a massive Golden State Warriors fan, born and raised in the Bay Area. He, when I said that I was having the opportunity to talk with you, he was like, he's an effing boss. Like, that was his reaction to this interview here. But he wanted to know, I asked him if there was anything he could ask you what it would be. And he goes back to that We Believe team, 06-07, the 8-seed Warriors who beat the Mavs. And he wanted to know, how did you cultivate one of the best upsets in sports history? And just why do you think it resonated so much with Warriors fans, where it still means so much to them today?
Well, mainly because we matched up well with them. We had a lot of guys about 6'8 that could really play and could pass and do all the things smaller teams need to do. And that was going to be a problem for Dallas Mavericks playing against us. We thought we could beat them, even though they were 1 and we were 8. We just believed that we'd go in there and beat them. And we go in there the first game, and two of my players get thrown out of the game. They're pretty emotional players. So, Jackson gets thrown out, and then Baron Davis gets thrown out, and we still lose the game by, like, 2 points. And so I told him afterwards, I said, you know what, we're going to beat these guys. We're going to win the next game, and we're going to beat these suckers for the first time anybody's ever done it in the history of the game. And, my God, we did it.
That you did, and it certainly left a lasting impact. Now, for a very important question for people here in Memphis that we're all curious about, can we rent your place in Maui? Like, if we come out, is there an ability to rent your property?
Oh, sure, come on out.
Oh,
yeah,
incredible.
Just Nelly's on Maui. Nelly's Rentals. Anything with Nelly, you'll find us. And we have some great properties right on the water, and they're kind of high end stuff, but. We do a great business.
And then how often, do you smoke marijuana every day? Like, it's obviously a big part of your life. Is it every day?
Oh, yeah. I have a medical card. I don't usually smoke in the mornings, but I'll smoke in the afternoons every day, yeah, and then into the evening.
That's a relaxing life there on Maui that you're living. How's your golf game?
And I'm not alone. Everybody else smokes here, too.
It's a popular recreation over there in Hawaii. How's your golf game? I know you're going out there and playing.
I'm terrible. I'm absolutely a terrible golfer, but I love the game very much.
Does the weed help or hurt the golf game?
Well, I don't play while I don't smoke okay. while I'm playing.
Probably a smart
idea.
That would
really be a mess.
I don't know. It could be fun. How's your poker game? Are you a good poker player? Do you win regularly?
Yeah, I do. I win regularly, I would say. But, you have your ups and downs. And, in our game, you go over to Willie's, you could lose a couple $1,000s in a game if you're not careful.
Hey, absolutely. Well, you seem incredibly happy. A wonderful life over there in Maui. We thank you so much for taking the time to talk with
hey,
us. Truly
well,
a legend out there.
Good luck to you guys next year in the NBA. You're going to have an exciting team.
Thank you so very, very much. We appreciate it. Have a good one.
Thanks,
out there
Coach.
In Maui.
All right. Bye.
That was amazing. That was
what?
Don Nelson, NBA legend. I just fell into being able to do that interview here today. I got to give a
oh my
huge
goodness.
Shout out
Marcus.
To intern Marcus. I want to put
get
some
on the mic real quick, Marcus.
I want to put some respect
yeah.
on Marcus's
yeah.
name, because intern Marcus isn't fair in this situation.
Dude.
Marcus, how do you pronounce your last name?
Gronauer.
Marcus Gronauer, the future.
That's a good poll, dude. That's a really strong pull. Our summer intern, Mark, is pulling that interview.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
Explain, because we're just fascinated by this. Explain how you landed
yeah, this
Don
is good.
Nelson
this
as
is
an
good
interview.
Story.
So I looked for his agent for hours, and I could not find him for a really long time. So, and finally, once I found him, I emailed him, didn't get anything back for a week. So then I left a few messages on some real estate that Don Nelson has in Maui. And sure enough, about a week later, his wife, Joy, emails me and said, here's Don's number.
Incredible.
You can have him on anytime. So. Yeah, it was pretty surreal. Like,
that's amazing.
When I got that email.
Well, that Showtime or HBO special, the Real Sports Brian Gumbel thing, was what sort of teed it up. And I know John's a big fan of that. And then he turned me on to it. I watched the episode. I know you watched it over the weekend, Jessica. You know, and it talks about the pot and the dead guy at the poker table. Like, a dude died at the poker table and they still played around him.
I know, but okay. So to be fair, because I didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah, I thought you might, but
it's
okay, go
ahead. It's a weird, touchy thing.
It's touchy,
but, like,
right.
A man died during their poker game. And they said that the biggest respect that they could have given to him was to keep playing.
It was like in honor
of
him.
But he clarified they only played until the coroner came. But I would like to imagine
hilarious.
It wasn't as black and white.
It was
just playing poker around a dead guy. But what a life, man. To go from being this fiery,
crazy
coach to living possibly one of the most chill lives out there in Maui. And he's just...
Don't you think what makes this so crazy, and Jessica, is just look at a picture. Like last night I sent this to you. I don't know if I sent it to you, Marcus. It's a side-by-side of Don Nelson, the coach, and Don Nelson in retirement. It's like a different person.
Yeah, we had a neighbor who just came back. I was at home at my mom's for July 4th in Seattle, and her neighbor moved to Hawaii. Just picked up everything, moved to Hawaii, and he came back, and same thing. His hair went
stoner.
Buzz cut, yes. Most likely, yes. Hair down all the way around, but just this aura of chill.
Chill.
I mean, it's funny because I showed my dad the documentary last night, and I told him it was Don Nelson. Like, it was about Don Nelson.
Yeah.
And then when Don Nelson walked in, my dad was like, "Who is that?" I'm like, "That's Don Nelson."
You don't even recognize him.
Oh, no. It looks completely...
It doesn't look like him. The eyes are clearly back set. That's the biggest thing. The hair is long.
Dude.
Because he used to have really coiffed, parted, gray, pretty sharp-looking dude. A little heavy, but he's 6'6", 6'8". Just a wild story.
And if you watch that HBO piece, something he really went into was how, you know, the NBA, both as a player and as a coach, it took a big toll on his family life.
Yeah.
And he was able to, you know, kind of get a second chance. He had a daughter that he didn't originally know about, who is now reconnected with in his life. She's now his neighbor. They have a wonderful relationship, it seems.
He had her from a flight attendant relationship that he had started, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Didn't realize that she was born. And was introduced to through an assistant who got a note in the late 90s. And at that time, that child would have been in her 40s.
Yes, and she came and found him. The daughter found him after finding her birth mom for the first time.
And now lives next to him?
And now lives next to him. And I think they work in business.
Part of the business,
The family business out there in Maui. But he saw it as an opportunity for a second chance at being a dad the right way. And just what an incredible, if only we could all be so lucky to retire in Maui with the kind of money that little Nelly brought with him to Maui originally.
Yeah. No,
and now he has this rental service.
And props to you for doing the interview, because as you were prepping for this, by the way, only in day two on the job here, just guest hosting this week, it's like, how do you go about this interview?
Oh, man, such a wild card.
Well, because you saw the Bryant Gumbel interview, and you did a nice job, because he clearly is more plugged into basketball than I would have thought.
Me too. I honestly thought that when we asked him about basketball, he would have just passed it off and said, you know, I watched the championship game for the sake of the HBO piece, but I don't watch it very much. Right. So he at least still watches the game. And I think it's hard for any coach, no matter how much weed you may smoke, I think it's hard for a coach to take the coach out of a coach. So you still want to be involved in some way, shape, or form.
The funniest part of the interview, Marcus, I don't know if you caught this, is how literally he took the marijuana question. He's like, "No, I don't smoke on the course."
Yeah.
Like, no, Don, we're talking about the effects of marijuana.
This is...
he's like, did you pick that up?
I just personally didn't think I would ever be asking a question like, "Do you smoke marijuana every day?"
On a sports station?
On a sports station in the most casual way possible, because the man does.
Clearly.
He does. And he's friends with Willie Nelson. And then just casually name drops like Owen Wilson. Who else did he say?
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
That was another name, too.
And then he's got Ray Allen coming to the island to do a thing for the troops out there. I mean, what a life.
His Rolodex has to be crazy.
And how much bankroll do you think that takes? If he bought that property over the last 20 years and it's in Hawaii, we're talking about Hawaii real estate. I mean, that's a hell of an investment.
22 acres.
Plus a 22-acre pot farm is probably worth a bazillion dollars on that island.
And it's just
for
him.
Even though he doesn't sell, so I don't know how that works.
Medicinal, yeah. Okay, I got a card. Okay.
Hey, he earned that card.
I guess everybody on the island has a card.
All professional athletes deserve to earn that card.
That was well done, y'all. Hey.
Team effort here.
Shouts to y'all.
ESPN 92.9 FM. Oh. We're going to step away for a quick break. We'll be back with more after this.
Jason Smith.
I would be more Mike Conley with it. I know how to roll under the radar with my money.
John Martin.
We'd be in San John.
You'd have all your cash out because I've heard you talking about it on other shows. But you'd have all your cash out and telling people all about it.
On a Chancoon, sipping margaritas, and we're on the loose.
Jason and John, middays 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., broadcasting on 680 a.m. This is 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Before your future Heisman takes the football field, make sure they're protected with properly fitted equipment and apparel from All American Sporting Goods. This is the only place in Memphis offering this service for your football player. Proper fit is important for protection and good play on the field, and only All American takes the time to make sure your athlete has a personal helmet fitting, the correct size shoulder pads for his frame, pants that fit, the hottest cleats, accessories, and more.
So plan on trying on what you purchase. They'll teach your athlete how to wear it and take care of it.
All American Sporting Goods offers all the top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Schutt, Douglas, Wilson, and Rawlings. Get all these top brands at the team price. Shop local with the experts who've been fitting peewees to pros for over 50 years. All American Sporting Goods.
Located on Summer Avenue. Visit them on Facebook, allamericaninc.com, or call them at 324-3783 for more information. Protection comes with a proper fit at All American Sporting Goods.
I'm here today with Professor Richard Goldman, who's holding history in the palm of his hand. Tell me, Professor, what does it feel like?
Well, like two uncirculated U.S. $10 Gold Liberty vintage coins. These coins are from the California Gold Rush era.
Look at the detail. This coin is over 100 years old, but it looks nearly brand new.
A limited number of these coins were rescued from government meltdown. The surviving gold coins are still in uncirculated condition, and they're available courtesy of govmint.com.
How can the public get their hands on these beautiful Gold Liberty coins?
Well, to find out how to secure your coins at this exceptional government price, call 1-800-721-0383. But there's a limit of three per household. So call now and we'll give you a free gold guide plus a bonus Patriots pack, including a 100-year-old U.S. Lincoln cent just for calling. Call now to get your free gold guide, including an actual 100-year-old U.S. Lincoln cent valued at over $10 free. 1-800-721-0383. That's 1-800-721-0383.
Regions wants to know, what's a financial tip you'd give your younger self?
Good tattoos aren't cheap. Cheap tattoos aren't good.
There's no one way to manage your money. There's only your way. And Regions' award-winning service makes it easy to handle your money according to your own unique priorities. All with the kind of financial clarity your younger self could only dream of.
It's okay if she makes more money than you. Actually, it's pretty cool.
Because some things are bigger than banking. Switch for good at Regions.com/biggerthanbanking. Regions, member FDIC.
I apologize for my behavior in this Walmart grocery pickup commercial because I just got my groceries and I'm hungry. When you pick up groceries this fresh, you just gotta eat, am I right? And I didn't have time to shop in store, so I ordered online when it was convenient and then used free curbside pickup to get these baby carrots brought to me without even leaving my car. No extra charge and freshness guaranteed. Speaking of fresh, oh man, try not to order when you're hungry. Walmart grocery pickup, $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN, with special guest host Jessica Benson from Local 24 Sports.
Welcome back to 92.9 FM ESPN. I'm Jessica Benson, in for Jason and John, and I am now ready to retire to Maui.
It sounds great. I looked up
tomorrow.
Don Nelson's place is on VRBO. I don't know. Have you ever used VRBO?
I have not, but I've heard great things.
It's really good. I've used that Airbnb in Las Vegas. It's really good. But his cottage, it rents for over $2,000. For a week, it looks like.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've clicked on the one that is in Maui North Shore Oceanfront Cottage. $315 a night, minimum 7-night stay. So you're looking at about $2,200 to stay in Nellyland. But you can go to Nellie'sRentalsHawaii.com, and I mean, it's beautiful.
This is Don Nelson's property, basically. Palm Cottage, Pio Milo Cottage. He has a few of these properties, one for $4,000 a week.
Ooh.
That one is the Milo Cottage, I think. It's got three bedrooms. There's the Kia Kamola Villa. That also over $4,000 a week. But you're next to the pot farm, so maybe Don will share some wacky weed with you while you're soaking up the sun in Hawaii and the rain.
That Nelly Kush.
Yeah, the Nelly Kush is. I thought that was interesting.
Does it come with the rental?
Maybe it comes with the rental. I don't know. But it was interesting because he took you so literal when you asked the question. How does the marijuana affect your golf game? And he's like, well, I don't smoke while I'm golfing. And
it's like, no duh, Jessica. Come on.
How about the after effects?
Why don't you know?
How about the after effects there, Don?
Yeah. But he did say, I think he also said that he mostly smokes in the, or maybe it was when I was talking to him on the phone before while we were setting up the interview.
Oh, yeah, we were talking
he
to him.
He said
before.
That he smokes in the afternoon, usually.
Yes.
He's an afternoon guy.
It's a medicinal.
He gets his work done in the morning.
It was a really nice job. I enjoyed hearing him on the radio, especially.
Yeah, I find it so fascinating to see what happens when it's over. You know? I mean, there are these people who are such a forefront of our lives, whether it be sports, music, TV, movies, and they're so there. They're in front of you every day, and then they just disappear.
Yeah.
And you don't know where they went.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of comparisons to, like, the Phil Jacksons of the world who couldn't give it up, you know, so he had to take it back again.
Right.
Went to the Knicks, and that didn't go so well. You know, that, I would regret that, I think. I would regret that a little bit. I think I'd rather go the Don Nelson route, about 70, 75, you know, up into my upper 70s, living the high life, no pun intended.
Pun intended in that situation. Yeah. But yeah, and I mean, we talked a little bit about it before, but just not being able to let go, knowing when to let go,
and yeah, when
you've peaked and when you can take on that next chapter of your life. And Don Nelson is clearly giving us a clinic on how to do just that.
Yep.
So that got us thinking, if you were a pro athlete or a coach or just anyone with like millions of dollars.
Yeah, you're a rich person.
Yeah, if you are rich, if you can afford a week stay at Nelly's Rentals for $4,000 a week, but where would you retire to and how would you spend your time? First, we'll start with the where.
Yeah, where
would
you
want to be?
Mm-hmm. And sort of how would that, so it's the ride off into the sunset. How are you riding off into the sunset?
In a perfect world with no financial limitations.
You want to go? I'm interested in hearing yours, and I'll answer the phones while you tell me.
Yes, we are going to open the phones for this conversation, so we want to hear from you where you would retire.
Yeah,
what you want to do, and I'm going to throw in an extra wild card: who you want your celebrity posse to be?
Oh, who's in your posse?
Who's in your posse?
Okay,
because Don Nelson's posse is Willie Nelson, Owen Wilson, Paul freaking Simon.
Paul Simon,
he's setting the bar high. So you can call 901-5. again, we're just going to keep saying that.
No, 901. Like, he probably decided a lot of the things to stay out there because of his posse.
Absolutely. He has the friend crew.
Right.
Like that, I mean, when you retire, you want to be retiring with your homies.
Your homies.
That's like the best situation of the entire way. So, again, where you would want to retire to.
Where are you going?
What you're doing and who you're doing it with.
All right.
901-535-3776. Again, 901-535-3776. Give us your calls. First things first, I Googled top places to retire, which came up with one of those Forbes clickable lists that take up all the space on your computer. And I immediately regretted clicking on it because, like, the second answer was Boise, Idaho. And then we had Fargo, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa City. Lawrence, Kansas. And unless I am a giant KU fan, I do not want to retire to Lawrence, Kansas. Boise, Idaho is actually low-key very beautiful.
I've heard Boise is nice.
Boise is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful little town. Have spent way too much time in Boise for not being a Boise.
No, it's a nice
native.
Metropolitan little town, but
nice,
a nice town.
Clean, you know, air, fresh, west, that Pacific Northwest kind of vibes.
Okay.
So I'm going international.
Oh, you're going to go. You're getting out of the country.
I'm getting out of the country quickly. And we are going to Italy. I don't know where. Let's go with Tuscany. And I am going to operate a biking wine tour through Italy.
Oh, wow. And those Viking things are awesome.
Yes, yes. And people are going to, that's how I'm going to make my extra money to stay funding in Italy. We have Philip from South Haven. Philip, where are you retiring? What are you doing? And who are you doing it with?
Well, I'm retiring to L.A., probably Calabasas area. My posse is going to be me, LeBron, the rapper, the gang, Ty Dolla $ign. And mostly we're going to be living the Willie Nelson life with the cannabis and doing a lot of sneaker shopping.
Ooh, a lot of sneaker shopping. Do you have a favorite? Do you have, like, a dream pair of sneakers that you'll buy in this retirement life?
Probably the Air Jordan 4s that were made for Eminem. They're worth, like, $20,000 or something like this.
Ooh,
crazy.
I like you're thinking big, and I appreciate that. Calabasas is beautiful, too.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Philip. I appreciate your retirement hopes and dreams.
I have mine. Mine would be, I have two locations, Sausalito, California or Malibu, California.
Okay.
I like Malibu. And I'll tell you why. I'll get this next caller teed up for us.
All right. But I love Malibu, for one thing. Malibu is...
We're going to go live line one here. Go ahead.
All right. Who we got here giving us their hopes and dreams? Hello.
Hey, am I on?
Yeah, you are on.
All right, what's up? This is Peter.
So what's up, Peter?
What's up, Jessica? I am retiring to Havana.
Ooh.
And
good pick.
You got the beach, you got the rum, you got the rice and beans, the music, the baseball. My job is I'm going to operate a booze cruise, taking tourists to go snorkeling in the reef and then just drinking rum punch to and fro.
Fantastic.
My celebrity posse. I'm rolling with Dwayne Johnson, Juicy J, and Conan O'Brien. That's my crew.
That's a makeup. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Juicy J, and did you say Conan?
Conan O'Brien. So you and Brad come through to our poker game. I guarantee it's going to be more fun.
Dude, that's really good.
Absolutely.
Well thought out.
Absolutely.
That's really well thought out.
You got the laughs with Conan. I love the idea of the booze cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's such an easy, tourist trap. Thank you so much, Peter. Easy tourist trap. To make money, I personally have been a user of a booze cruise in Cabo San Lucas back when I was in college. And I think booze cruises are an easy, fun way. And you get to enjoy. I think that's the big key here is if you can enjoy what you are doing in this little retirement gig. Because you want it to benefit you. Obviously, Don Nelson, it benefits you because he gets to play his poker games through his rental properties. He gets to let people have a good time. He gets to manage his marijuana farm on the side. And he's having, you know, good days every day in Maui. Plays a lot of golf as well. Who do we got next, Brad?
We have Tree on line 3.
We have Tree on line 3. Tree, where are you going? What are you doing? And who are you doing it with?
Hey, guys. First thing first, you need to hurry up and follow me back on Twitter, Jess and Brad.
Okay.
It's Tree of Knowledge. Secondly,
Tree of Knowledge. Okay.
Good handle.
Disagree with the folks that are going to the tropical islands and stuff. You guys got to remember, those places are going to be underwater in about 20 or 30 years from now. So
we got someone who's thinking ahead.
Switzerland, because nobody ever wants to invade Switzerland, and it's basically close to just every country you want to travel to. The squad is probably going to be Terry Crews, Stephen Colbert, and the guys that own Ben & Jerry's, so you can have that lifetime supply of ice cream.
Yeah.
That's incredible. And a good point. Switzerland, a very peaceful nation.
I have never been to Switzerland. I've just seen the
Jessica
pictures.
You can visit Jessica on her biking and wine tours.
Amazing.
Wine tours.
So wait, this is maybe a dumb question, but Switzerland, when I think of Switzerland, I think of the Swiss Alps, which it obviously can't snow 365 days a year. So do you know when the seasons change in Switzerland? I got to look that up.
It's basically winter most of the year and then hot summer, like, for,
but
like,
that'd be,
2 months.
That'd be cool,
but
though, because
when
you could...
cold, you just travel to the south of France.
Okay, just travel to the south of France. That sounds nice. You could also...
like the next state over.
...run mountain activities at the same time. Tree, I love this idea. I'm a big Switzerland fan now. Thank you so much. Coming up next, we have Duran. How's it going, Duran?
Yeah. It's going fine. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Where are you going? Who are you doing it with? And where, what is it? I don't know.
Who, what,
whatever.
When, where,
who,
why,
when,
and
where,
how.
Who, what, when, where, why, how sometimes.
Okay, so I'm going to say Central America. I don't want to just say one specific country because I'm going to have multiple investments in Central America. So I would say Central America. For the there's a gourmet chocolate resort in Belize.
Oh,
gourmet chocolate.
Wow.
Yeah, and you can also like invest in having a chocolate farm, like a plot of land where you grow your own chocolate and you know, and you know, gain the benefits of the chocolate that's grown there. Then I would have a teak wood plot of land in Costa Rica, and benefit from that. And of course, go to Costa Rica for the zip lining and the underwater caves and all of that. And in my entourage, I would have to have LeBron. I would want the old crazy guy named Dan Pena. He's an artist, a $50 billion man. And who else? Holly Berry.
That sounds like a personal plus.
Just throw her
honestly.
In there too,
yeah,
huh?
Just throw Halle Berry into the entourage.
Yeah, Halle Berry in my entourage. And yeah, man, like Central America is a great location. I like tropical places. So yeah, that's what it was.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.